Welcome to The Point Is. I am your favorite girl, Ashley, and this is where we get to the nitty gritty. We get to the roots. We get to the underlining theme. We get to the point. And so today I wanted to discuss Judas and the Black Messiah, the film. It is giving you the... It is from the lens of William O'Neill, the snitch, the informant, the FBI informant, on his life, with elements of course, the great Fred Hampton. And I just want to say, I don't know how long this episode is going to be. I doubt it's going to be long. But I just wanted to say that I liked the film, but not in the sense that I liked, you know, the actual story of how Fred Hampton came to pass. But I liked it, and I will go over the reason as to why. But yeah, I will say that that movie further pushes me to continue on to do the work that I want to do. I don't want to say inspiring. I want to be very cognizant of the words that I'm using. But yeah, I just am grateful that the film was able to further encourage me to continue on and do the work that I love to do. So now the reason why I liked the film was more so, I don't know if you guys know, but like, how many times have you watched something where like, you know, the person is a villain in the film, like they're a villain, but in some way the movie makes you have sympathy for the villain, or sympathy and empathy for the villain, and you find yourself on the side of the villain instead of the side that you need to be on. I liked how they gave it to us from his point of view, but didn't make it so that we would be on his side subconsciously just by watching it. It literally gave us, and of course they added to it, you know, to give us more emphasis, I guess you would say. But yeah, I really enjoyed the film for that reason. I also enjoyed the elements, of course, of Black power, Black strength, determination, unity, community, offering. It was a good film, and of course, obviously, it lived up to the film name. So I just want to shout out the actors that played their part in it. I don't even know how to properly pronounce Daniel's name. But yeah, Daniel Kaluuya, who played Fred Hampton, Lakeith Stanfield, who played William O'Neill. Shout out to Dominique Fishback, who plays Deborah Johnson, aka the girlfriend of Fred Hampton. Shout out to Dominique Thorne, who plays Judy Harmon. They had Jermaine Fowler in there too. He was in there. They had Ashton Sanders, who I think is an incredible, incredible actor. He also is in the Wu-Tang Clan. I can't talk. Series. Everything he does, he bodies. I swear. Everything he does, he bodies. But yeah, he plays RZA on the Wu-Tang Clan thing. Shout out to Lil Rel. Lil Rel is in it towards the end. Like, everyone from Get Out was in this. Shout out to Algie Smith, who plays Jake Winters. Shout out to Terrell Hill, who plays George Sams. Like, the list goes on and on. Such a great cast, and yeah, for giving us this. And I hope I can offer some resources while I'm even talking. While I'm even talking to further help the Hampton family and their estate, from what I believe their estate is in jeopardy, quote unquote in jeopardy. So while I'm talking, I'll be talking about that as well. Also too, let's get into the soundtrack. There was mixed reviews about the soundtrack as far as for the movie. Some people liked it. Some people only liked a couple songs. Some individuals thought it was complete trash. I know there's a guy that I follow. His name is Brian, and he works alongside the actors from Snowfall. I don't even know if he's like technically in Snowfall. I can't even remember. I don't even know if dude is technically in Snowfall. But anyways, he basically was like, it's trash. You know, everyone has their opinion. But I did enjoy the song with Nipsey Hussle and Jay-Z. I didn't like, for some reason, I was trying to play it on Apple Music. But I also didn't appreciate the fact that the intro basically pauses after 20 seconds. Maybe that's just my phone. But nevertheless, that's what it is. So let's get into Be Direct With It. Yes, I am bringing back my favorite segment for those who have been waiting. I think this is like the first time I've actually sat down and done my regular show protocol. But yeah, so for those who don't know, Be Direct With It, again, is my favorite segment. It is when I pose a question on my Instagram, okay? And then you, the listener, responds. And then on the podcast, I respond to your response. It wasn't that many responses to this. And mostly because half of y'all did not watch the movie yet. Like, I literally, the minute it dropped, I went ahead and watch the movie. By the time you hear this episode, the movie, I'm pretty sure y'all have watched the movie at this point. So yeah, I didn't want to give too much away. Okay, here's the information that I wanted to share. It's a GoFundMe account, and I'm gonna add that to the description box once we get started. So I was asking y'all what y'all thought about the movie. Someone asked me, what did I think of the beginning of the movie? And the beginning of the movie, I liked the the cinematography of it, like just the attention to detail in the beginning. But I also feel like it was kind of flawed. Now, haven't done any research on William O'Neill, so I don't know if he was pretending to be a cop and committing Grand Theft Auto. I don't know if that part was actually true. I think it was flawed just for the purpose of Hollywood, just for the purpose of movie, period. But yeah, he clearly was a thief at one point and just became an informant because he didn't want to spend any time in jail. So that's really my thought. I really liked how like he had that hat tilted like he was Michael Jackson, and how the camera was like literally kind of chaotic, but it was organized chaos. Yeah, that's what I thought at the beginning. Someone else commented and said that they were assuming that I didn't enjoy the movie, which is contrary to what a lot of people believe, just because of my take on Lupin. And I do want to take a second to talk about Lupin, even though this whole review is about Judas and the Black Messiah. I never said that I didn't like Lupin. Never said that I didn't like Lupin. Never said I didn't like the message that it deploys. Nothing of the sort. Half of it actually truly has happened and is and continues to happen in real life. I like that it's the main character is a black man. I like I like the choices that were made to create Lupin the series. The only thing is, on a movie junkie aspect, there were some things that I was just like, either A, confused on and caught later on, but also too, you guys have to recognize that I be on my phone too. So that could also easily be my fault. And there was just some elements where it was kind of slow to me. Like, I need as much action as possible. When I watch a movie, I don't want to think too hard. Like, you kind of got to spoon feed me the information. That's how I am when I watch movies. I don't want to think overly hard on certain things, which is different for like TV shows that actually show on actual networks. There are times when I overanalyze shows, like as you have heard, I've reviewed The Outsider by Stephen King. So like, there's sometimes where I'm like overly critical of shows in general, but that's across the board. It's not just Lupin. I feel like everyone's just kind of on my back about Lupin, as if I'm saying that Lupin is not a good show. It's a phenomenal show. It's a phenomenal program, but that doesn't mean that they are above reproach. Okay. There was just some parts that was slow to me. It doesn't matter whether or not I understand the full capacity of the episode. It's just, that was just my personal opinion. You can either take it or leave it. So that's my thing. So back to, the Be Direct With It segment. And so the last one, someone said that it wasn't really so much about the movie. They said that they enjoyed the soundtrack, which is good. I'm still trying to get through the soundtrack. I'm not even that far in. Actually, let me even look where I'm at on the soundtrack. I'm real slow when it comes to new music. I'm on track number 7. So that's with Smino and Saba. I haven't even gotten to like the rest of the soundtrack. There's 22 songs. Yeah, so I can't even give you a full review of the soundtrack. But I will say this, I really enjoyed her. Her has a gift with the pen and the pad, okay? She knows how to write incredible music. But yeah, so that concludes Be Direct With It, as well as It's Trash Day. So that's the background. But yeah, that concludes Be Direct With It. Also concludes today's episode. I hope you guys go and watch the movie. I don't necessarily want to say go and support, because it was made by Warner Brothers. But I mean, go and watch the film and support the Black actors and actresses who were on there, as well as support the resource, the GoFundMe that I will put in the description bar. So this will donate to Fred Hampton Jr.'s GoFundMe, and it will also develop a radical politic to honor Chairman Fred's legacy, as well as the property in which he owned as well. So it's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but yeah. So again, make sure you go watch the film. Feel free to tell me what you thought of the film. I do want to hear your take on it. Yeah, and be sure to support the GoFundMe. And if you can't support, at least share it with other individuals. And let's help out the Hampton family, okay?